Amongst the foresters of old, one Thomas of great fame, a champion great, both stout and bold, Lord Thomas was his name. In shooting too, his aim was good, the king's deer he did slay. He did excel bold Robin Hood, and often won the day. Lord Thomas, as they did him call, with beauteous Eleanor, so deep in love did chance to fall, he could love none but her. She also loved him as well, and no love there was lost, but mark what afterwards beset, both in their loves were crossed. This Eleanor that was so fair, no portion had at all. Lord Thomas, if he come but near, would always on her call. Lord Thomas had a mother who his love did understand. She made him swear he would nothing do unless she did command. He promised her he would obey and hearken to her voice, therefore desired her for to say where he should make his choice. O son, quoth she, this Eleanor is fair enough, 'tis true, and thou mayst chance to beg with her such matches fit not you. I know a pretty black-browed lass, though not so handsome quite. She her in wealth doth far surpass, which will give thee delight. Well, mother, since it is your will, Lord Thomas humbly said, I straightway will the same fulfill and marry the black-browed maid. This thing did much his mother please, and so she went away. But Lord Thomas, he could find no ease by night nor yet by day. He on the morrow mounts his steed, and to Eleanor did ride. His lovesick heart with grief did bleed, to think what would be tide. When to fair Eleanor he was come, he knocked hard at the gate. The fearful virgin being at home, asked who 'twas knocked so late. "'Tis I, fair Eleanor, my dear,' his voice she straightway knew, and as soon as e'er she heard him there, the gate straight open flew. Lord Thomas uttered then his mind, and with great grief he cried, "'My mother to me is unkind, and hath gotten me a new bride. You to my wedding I invite, and I must not be denied.' They crying kissed, then bid good night, and Lord Thomas away did ride. Fair Eleanor, with grief and woe, was stricken almost dead. She to her mother straight did go, and told her what he said. She asked her mother leave to ride, to see if he had got, instead of her, another bride, for she believed him not. Her mother would not give her leave, that she should go to sea, but she her mother did deceive and slipped out privately. She clothed her servants all in green, and with her they all did ride. She did excel beauty's fair queen in all her glorious pride. When to Lord Thomas she was come, she asked to see his bride. He took her into a private room where both together cried. He bid her look at the window, for there she might be seen. Methinks, quoth she, good sir, you know, I am to her a queen. Herself to murder she was bent, and turning to a bed, a dagger to her heart she sent, and straightway fell down dead. Lord Thomas, seeing she was slain, the selfsame dagger took. He vowed in heaven her to obtain, then to his heart he struck. Let parents therefore have a care how that they do deny their children's choice, lest that they share those lovers' destiny.